This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Most analysts expect actual policymaking in Washington will take a break, at least through the election. And so we march inexorably toward that so-called fiscal cliff, with no deal to address future government deficits. In this dismal atmosphere, Fortune magazine decided to turn two veteran journalists loose on the problem. Jeff Colvin and Alan Sloan often come down on opposite sides of economic issues, but they could agree on the big, broad moves it would actually take to get our fiscal house in order. Fortune's senior editor-at-large, Alan Sloan, is back from vacation for his regular chat with me here at Marketplace. Hello, Alan.
Good morning.
So neither of the two of you are up for election to anything, which means you can take a kind of a take-no-prisoners approach. So let's start with the big ones, the entitlement programs, Medicare and Social Security. How do you propose dealing with those coming fiscal troubles?
Well, Social Security is relatively simple because that's just about numbers. So what you do is decrease the growth in benefits, especially to people like me who are higher income people. You bring in somewhat more tax money. You change the retirement age. You do a whole lot of technical things. Medicare is a real mess because it's emotional and it's largely about who lives and who dies and who pays when you get right down to it. And the thing that Jeff and I proposed is there are end-of-life things where an enormous amount of money is spent to no discernible purpose at the end of people's lives. And what you have to do is restrict that or tell people that they can pay for it themselves or buy a separate insurance policy.
The solution is death panels.
Yeah, the solution is, well, if you want heroic care, everyone else is not going to pay for it. You buy an insurance policy, you use your own money, and everybody who will be honest about this will tell you what we're proposing is completely rational, but nobody dare say it in public for obvious reasons.
Maybe just as unpalatable as death panels, you propose big cuts to defense spending, and you also propose some fundamental changes to the tax code. Can you wrap that up for us?
Right. Real simply, you treat all income the same, investment income the same as earned income. You get rid of a whole lot of the itemized deductions, maybe all of the itemized deductions. You get rid of the accursed alternative minimum tax, and you have a much larger tax base, and you can have a much lower tax rate.
Fortune Magazine's senior editor-at-large, Alan Sloan. Thanks, Alan.
My pleasure, Jeff.